Radio. We are moments away from Beth Stern here on Animal Radio, and we just got some tweets in the last few minutes. People definitely recognize who Beth Stern is. Maybe I just ran into a bunch of people that
finally
don't. But if you want to ask her a question, or you have an idea for questions that we should ask her, call me. She is working with the North Shore Animal League, by the way. That's her connection with the animal, other than her husband being an animal. And I'm going to take the high road. I'm not going to ask her anything about her husband.
We'll see.
Just because that would be too much of a gimme there. We have Khan Slobachikov on the phone with us. Did I even get your name close?
That was very good.
Okay.
Exactly on.
You are an animal behaviorist and a professor emeritus with the biology department of Northern Arizona University, and you're talking with animals, it appears, from what I'm reading. Is that correct?
Well, not exactly, actually. What I'm doing is I'm decoding animal language and trying to understand what animals are talking about, and I'm also writing about animal language in my book, Chasing Dr. Doolittle.
What kind of animals are we talking about?
Well, I've specialized in working with prairie dogs, where I have found that prairie dogs have alarm calls that have words for different predators, such as a word for a coyote, a word for a dog, a word for a human, a word for a hawk. And within those words, they can describe the size and shape of the individual predator. They can describe, for example, the coat color of dogs, the size and shape of dogs. They can describe the color of clothes that humans are wearing, the size and shape of humans. So it's a very sophisticated animal language that they have.
Wow.
And you can understand their language?
Well, I can understand it by use of technology. What we do is we record the calls, we put the calls into a computer, then measure various aspects of the calls, put this into a statistical program that tells us which parts of the call are relevant to what and which parts contain information about what kinds of things.
Can you duplicate the language and speak back to them?
We are working on that. Actually, we have been working on that. So what we have been using is we have, with a computer science colleague of mine, we have developed artificial intelligence programs or techniques that allow us to record the call, have the computer analyze what the call means, and spit back to us potentially in English what the call means, and then we also have the potential to say something in English, have the computer synthesize the proper sounds in prairie dog language and play it back to prairie dogs as a meaningful sound. So we have the potential for doing this kind of back and forth kind of thing. And this is where I think that down the road, applying this same technology in 5 to 10 years, we'll be able to develop perhaps apps on a cell phone that would allow us to talk to dogs at some basic level, talk to cats at some basic level, maybe talk to farm animals at some basic level.
Hey, Joy, I think this is going to put you out of business.
Well, it's a good possibility. And that's okay. I mean, I think we should all talk to our animals and be able to hear them back.
Well, you know, they say that cats never really vocalize much until they interacted with humans, that they never spoke to each other, but they speak a lot to us. And our cat has specific sounds we've noticed when it sits at the door, if it wants to go out, or if it wants food. It has specific cries, and they are different.
Yeah. Are those universal among cats? Like, would one cat understand what another cat was saying?
Well, surprisingly, we don't really know very much about cat vocalizations. We know that cats have at least 35 different kinds of vocalizations. And some of them seem to be universal, like when a cat sees a bird, it makes a particular kind of clicking sound. When it sees an insect, it makes a slightly different clicking sound. But we don't really know all that much about cat language. And we have only started exploring the world of cats relatively recently. For example, not that long ago, we thought that cats were solitary animals who were quite happy to be off by themselves. And then when people started looking at semi-wild cats, they found that cats were actually very social animals that liked to socialize with other cats that they were related to. And so we are starting to find out much more about both the social structure and the vocalizations of cats.
Why did you start out with prairie dogs? Why were you guys sitting around? You're like, well, which animal are we going to try to communicate with first? Why did you pick prairie dogs?
I picked prairie dogs because it was a convenient thing to study. I initially started studying beetles that mimicked other beetles and had defensive secretions, and along the way, I became allergic to these beetles. And I had to work on some kind of research project for my job, so there were lots of prairie dogs around, and at that time, I thought, we don't really know that much about the social system of prairie dogs, so let's work on that. And then I noticed that they had alarm calls, and I realized we don't know very much about the alarm calls, so we just kept dissecting, doing more and more sophisticated experiments and dissecting to see if we could find the limits of the alarm calls. And we still haven't really found the limits of the alarm calls. It's probably even more sophisticated than I've made it out to be.
Mm. Wow. I think you're onto something. I always thought that animals can talk and English, by the way. They just opt not to because they have no reason.
They're smarter than
prairie dogs haven't spoken to us in English yet.
Okay. The website where people can learn more.
They can go to the website for the book, ChasingDrDoolittle.com, and there they can find out both about my book and links to me.
Okay. Well, Con, we appreciate you spending time with us and all the work that you're doing. Con Slobachikov.
Thank you.
Hey, that's a fascinating waste of a government grant.
You just say that. Wait till 10 years and you can talk to your dog, huh?
I'll find out he's... I won't like what he has to say. I'll find out he's trying to kill me.
Squirrel, squirrel, squirrel.
It'd be funny to, you know, if dogs could talk and you had a stand-up comedian dog.
Say, hey, three cats going to a bar. There was a Siamese, a Persian, and a tabby.
Joy, do our animals ever say jokes to each other? Do they have a sense of humor?
They do have a sense of humor, although it's not typically like our sense of humor because they're more literal.
Sure.
They laugh.
Yeah, because, you know, a dog will start a joke by going, yeah, so I was eating poop.
Need a fix of the good stuff? Get more Animal Radio with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.